The General Services Administration planned to cut down the spruce trees this summer. GSA spokesperson Stephanie Knitzer says the trees were damaging the building and they needed to repaint the exterior.
As a homeowner, I've been told multiple times to not have a tree touching the side of my house. It's difficult on the siding. It's hard on the paint. It's the same kind of philosophy.
But they were stopped by public outcry from community members like arborist Nicole LaFleur.
Because it's history, because our trees are legacies. We don't have that many trees here in Anchorage, and these trees are quite historic.
Photos show they were planted next to the building at least 56 years ago. Sometime around then, a Bristol cone pine joined the lineup. It's anecdotally thought to be a gift from Anchorage's sister city in Japan, though documentation is scarce. GSA never planned to cut down the Bristol cone. After the public complained, the agency decided to just trim the trees and repaint. For now. Knitzer says it's not a long-term solution.
The trees will grow again. That's what trees do. Sunshine, water, they'll grow again. And we may be addressing this problem again down the road. So it's really in the best interest of the long-term preservation of the building.
She says an arborist report on this situation also said the trees' roots will hurt the foundation of the building, so they should be removed completely. LaFleur doesn't buy the argument, especially since the trees are separated from the building itself by a wide window well.
The root ball will never hurt the building. If the building is leaking, then roots have a way of heading towards water. But you can't blame the trees for the problems. Just fix the leaks in the buildings and leave the trees.
The arborist who completed the initial report on the trees asked GSA to keep his name confidential for fear of damage to his business. Some of the community members have filed FOIA requests to see the report and other information about the plan to remove the trees. GSA will make a final decision in 30 days. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.